It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America needs a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. So delighted to have you listening and you're praying with me here on BPN Radio on a Tuesday. So grateful and thankful to have you praying with me here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe. And delighted that you are praying with me. Today, I'm going to be talking about private prayer, personal prayer. And I know I'm going to be praying with you concerning your prayer life. And I've got Godfrey Bertel doing special music today. And I know that you will be blessed by his ministry. And so it's just going to be a wonderful day. Would you pray with me right now? Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray for this prayer service on this Tuesday. We pray your will, plan, and purpose be done on this prayer broadcast today. Thank you for people that are praying with me all across America and around the world. And I'm so thankful for the power of prayer. So I pray, Lord, that during this hour that we will experience your presence. And I'm so thankful for your presence today. And so I pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this broadcast today, in each of our lives, in our family, our cities, our church, and our nation. And so thank you for being with us. I'm going to share today about the power a private prayer. And you probably know that I really believe in music and prayer going together. In fact, on each of the prayer series that I recorded, which is, by the way, free, that you can go to letspraymerica.com, click on resources, and I have several series there that you can pray along with me that are exactly 60 minutes long. And I'm so thankful to have singers and musicians on there that are accompanying me, that are helping me, people like Joe and Becky Cruz and Leland, and also Godfrey Bertel and others. So the power of music and prayer going together. So I had Godfrey Bertel on the other day, and he was talking about, we were talking about how that I would preach sermons and do prayer, and then he would write songs that would accompany that. And so I'm going to pray a Godfrey Bertel song concerning the presence of the Lord. And then I'm going to be back to talk to you about personal prayer, private prayer. I've been a prayer leader in America since 1967. I've been a prayer and prophetic voice since 1985 in America, many nations of the world. Today, we're going to talk about how God can work in your life through the power of personal or private prayer. So there's really two groups of people. There are the private prayers, and then there are the corporate prayers. And the corporate prayers where two or three gather together, corporate prayers, what they were doing on the day of Pentecost, when they came together and they prayed and the Holy Ghost came and fell upon each of them, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. And so that was corporate prayer. They were having corporate prayer the day that Peter was released from prison. But today I'm going to talk about personal or private prayer that literally changed my life. I told a church group on Sunday where I was ministering that the most powerful call in all the world is a call to pray. You don't have to hear an audible voice. You can just say, Lord, I'm going to give you the first part of my day, and I'm going to talk to you about that. So here's Godfrey Bertel. Some of the songs that he wrote in conjunction with prayer conferences or prayer meetings or seminars or gatherings. And so here's one just called Looking for Your Presence. And so we're just looking for the presence of God today, and we know that He is with us today. So Godfrey's going to sing. I'm going to be right back. Let's prepare ourselves to pray today here on BPN Radio.
This dry and weary through the church that bears his name.
Godfrey Birtle, and here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, and we're talking about prayer today, and I'm gonna pray with you concerning your prayer life. And so many people are saying, why is it that I go through life and I really don't know exactly who I am, what I'm supposed to do, and what is the key to my life? And there's a prophetic voice. A lot of people, of course, ask me if I would give them a prophetic word, if God would show me anything about their situation. I'm always willing to exercise my gift whenever I can. But the key to life, the key to your life today, I'm talking to you here on BPN Radio, is prayer. And we know that the power of the church is corporate prayer. But the power that you have within you and the success that you have within you is private prayer. And we know that God desires to show you his will, plan, and purpose. So let me just share this with you. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 1, it came to pass as he was praying at a certain place, that's Jesus, when he sees that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. We also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And so Jesus began to give the outline. Some people call it the Lord's Prayer, but it really was the disciples' prayer. And he began to give them an outline where they could pray privately, because they were saying to him, Lord, we listen to you pray, but teach us as individuals to pray. And so there is power in prayer. There is guidance and direction in prayer. And there is, of course, many different types of prayer. There is the prayer of thanksgiving, the prayer of praise, the prayer of confession, the prayer of profession, the prayer repentance, the prayer of forgiveness, the prayer of petition, the prayer of faith, the prayer of healing, the prayer of agreement, the prayer of intercession, the prayer of communion, the prayer of travail, the prayer of prevail, the prayer of binding and loosing, the prayer of commitment, the prayer of meditation, the prayer of deliverance, the prayer of dedication, the prayer of protection. There's a lot of different types of prayers, right? So there's many different types of prayers. But I want to talk to you today about private prayer, about your own personal prayer life. And my world literally changed in February of 1966 on a cold winter morning in Wichita Falls, Texas, when the Holy Spirit spoke to me as I was going to work one morning when I cried out, "Lord, I'm so unfulfilled in life. What can you do for me?" And here's what he said to me: "Son, you give me the first hour of your day and I'll change your life." So the very next morning, I started getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I set my alarm clocks 1 hour earlier than I was getting up, and I began to go to the place of prayer. Now, if you want to be a successful prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R, you must have a certain time and a certain place to pray. So I chose 2 o'clock in the morning. I was already getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and rushing off to work because, being an engineer at the radio station where I was working, I had to be at work at 3:30. So that meant if I was getting up at 3, now I'm getting up at 2. That's a real early time. And my first response was, "Lord, do you know how early I have to get up?" I thought he was going to say to me, "Son, I didn't know you had to get up so early." Don't worry about that one. But he just said to me, "Give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life." And I knew that was the Lord, by the voice of the Holy Spirit, speaking to me about an opportunity that I had in my life. Somebody said, "Do I have to pray?" No, you don't. You get to pray. And prayer is the very key. So I begin to get up and I begin to give God the first hour of my day. I've discovered there's only two times that you pray: when you feel like it and when you don't. And some of those cold winter mornings, I wanted to hit the snooze alarm and go back to sleep. But I knew that I had made a commitment to get up and to pray. And God literally changed my life. I began to hear the voice of the Lord. Then I began to see what I was hearing. And then I began to say what I was seeing and hearing. Then I eventually began to do what I was saying and seeing and hearing. So I pray for you right now. I pray for those of you that have a desire to see the will, plan, and purpose of God done in your life. You desire to experience the full measure of what God wants to do in your life because you only have one life to live. And I pray for you right now. I pray that God will put a desire in your heart to pray. Because I know there's only three levels of prayer. There's the desire level, where we desire for God to work in our lives, because prayer is not just an occasion. Prayer is a journey. Prayer is an experience. Prayer is personal time with the Holy Spirit. And so I just pray that God will place that desire in your heart to pray. And then comes the discipline level. We must discipline ourselves. And the third level is the delight level. As we delight ourselves in you, Lord, we know that you give us the desires of our heart. So we pray today. I pray today for everyone that is listening today that desires to experience a full measure of life, that they will not just go through life, but they will live life, because you declare that you desire for us to have to live life abundantly, more abundantly, the abundant life. So I pray that you will give ears to hear today, ears to hear. And that people will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit as I pray for them and as I speak to them. If you could read the life of the biographies of so many great men, I love to read their biographies of what they did for God. But every one of them had a common denominator, and that was they got up early to pray. Somebody said, "Do I have to pray first thing in the morning? Do I have to pray an hour?" You don't have to pray first thing in the morning, and you don't have to pray an hour. You can pray 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, and you can pray any time, day or night. I'm just sharing with you, if you want to be a success in life, your life, first of all, the first part of your day needs to be given to God, to spending time with the Holy Spirit. And what does He want from you? Does He want your gold, your silver? Does He want your house? Does He want all of the talents and abilities that you can give? Know what He wants most of all is time with you. Personal time with you. Private time with you. So that you can find a place or a space, a place or a space in a certain time that you can go in and shut the door. Don't take your cell phone in there. Don't take your computer in there. Don't take your books in there. You can take your Bible in there, and you can have a time and a place or space with the Holy Spirit. And prayer is not a monologue. Prayer is a dialogue. That means you're going to dialogue with the Holy Spirit. You're going to talk to Him. Then you're going to be quiet, and you're going to listen. And you're going to listen because He may say something to you. And you may say, well, what if He doesn't say anything to me? Yes, but what if He does? What if He does? And if He does, that one word could change the entirety of your life. I've had just a few significant words in my life that have literally changed my life. The Holy Spirit said, give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life. 5 months later, I went to a David Wilkerson meeting. David Wilkerson, the prophet from New York City, came to my church. He preached, and I got down at my chair, on my knees, and the voice of the Lord said to me, son, I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel? A significant word. Several months later, he said, I'm ready for you to sell everything you have, and I want you just to go, and I want you to preach to your generation. I want you to preach. And that was a significant word, and we went out. So I've had some very significant words that literally changed my life. But all of that was preceded, all of those significant words preceded by prayer, spending time. Some mornings not hearing any voice, but at the exact moment that I needed it, the Holy Spirit speaks to me. So you got to develop the listening ear, the hearing ear, the hearing ear. So I began to give God the first hour of my day, and I realized that the power of prayer and the power of getting up early in the morning, first thing before the sun comes up. And I've referred to this many times, but remember in the Old Testament, when the children of Israel were in the wilderness, that God gave them manna, a little coriander seed that tasted like honey. He gave it to them. It was very fulfilling. It was very satisfying. But there were some guidelines concerning the manna. They had to get the manna before the sun came up. Because after the sun came up, then the sun would melt the manna, and they would just get a few crumbs. If you try praying after your day begins, you can pray, and God will hear you. But I'm talking about significance. I'm talking about serious stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, if you really want to see God fulfill His will, plan, and purpose in your life. So when the sun comes up, then our day begins, the newspaper comes, the news comes on, the baby cries, or whatever, it's coffee time, or it's time to go to work, whatever it may be, whatever may be happening, the day has begun, and try as you may, it will become very difficult for you to spend that hour or that 45 minutes or that 30 minutes with God. I recommend 1 hour. So, you go in and you shut the door and you come into His presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. And I like to enter with this confession. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. So I pray that cleansing prayer that God would create in me a clean heart and that I begin to express appreciation and love. And then I just begin to follow the outline that Jesus gave to his disciples. The outline that's found there in Matthew chapter 6 and, of course, in Luke chapter 11. And so I just begin to pray. And so I grew up in an atmosphere of prayer, heard my dad pray, O.C. Gentry, the original O.C. But I just felt like that it was not needed that I get up and pray every morning because I already had my life planned out. But I went in and I began to pray and I began to seek the face of God. And God began to literally change my life. And now I'm entering into my 50th year of ministry. And it's quite amazing how God has worked in my life. So I'm praying with you today concerning your prayer life. You say, well, I've got such a busy schedule. Well, you can go ahead and live your life and even be a Christian, go to heaven, but you will never, ever be able to fulfill His will, plan, and purpose for your life if you do not have a prayer life. And why do I pray? I pray for two major reasons. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do. The Apostle Paul said that I may know Him, that I may know Him. And then I need to not only know Him, but I need to know what He wants me to do. And there's a myriad of possibilities in life. There are so many things that we could come up with. We can spend our whole life getting different degrees and spend our entire life trying to make things happen. Or we can live the Spirit-led life. And the Spirit-led life, of course, is where we listen to the voice of the Lord. And then He helps us discover our assignments. And then He helps us carry out our assignments, which is quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. And when we do this, then we're able to live the Spirit-led life and able to walk in His presence. And so I'm so thankful to have you here on BPN Radio. And I just declare I love the presence of the Holy Spirit. Why don't we just tell Him right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, we love Your presence. We love Your presence, Father God. We love to be with You, Holy Spirit. And I just pray for those that are listening today on BPN Radio, Lord, that they will just long for Your presence, long to be with You. Martha was a very busy person, but Mary loved to sit at His feet. And Jesus, He loved Martha, but He said, Mary, You've chosen the better portion. You've chosen the best portion. And that's just spending time with Me in My presence. So here's Godfrey Bernal talking about His presence. We're going to be right back to pray some more. So don't go away here on BPN Radio.
Into the city, streets and homes.
Godfrey Bertel talking about, singing about the presence. I love his presence. I love coming in to his presence by the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, I pray concerning your prayer life. I'm talking about your personal prayer life. And I know that I spend a lot of time asking us to pray corporately for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, and we're doing that. We understand the power, the force that we are on this earth when we agree together, when we pray together. But I'm talking to you today about your own personal prayer life, so that you will have guidance and direction for your own life, for your family, and until your children become prayers, then you'll be needing, if you're a father or mother, you need to be seeking direction for their lives and guiding them in the way that they not just should go, but the way they must go. And so it takes a lot of prayer to be able to follow the direction of the Holy Spirit. There's so many things that in life that we go through, many of those things we don't understand. We need to pray. And so let me just guide you through. First of all, if you have a desire for God to do his will, plan, and purpose in your life, then you just need to express that. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. There's something about when you say, Lord, I want to do your will, that is just remarkable. And then you just need to make that commitment that I'm going to spend time with the Holy Spirit. What does he want from you? He wants your undivided attention. He wants to spend time with you. And if you are a husband, you must understand, men, that there's one thing that your wife really needs from you. Not just your house, your car, your money. She needs your time. She needs you to sit down and listen to her. Let her talk. You talk to her. She needs conversation. She needs communion. And when we meet with the Holy Spirit, that's called the prayer of communion. And so we just come into his presence, spending time with him. The Bible says that we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We're thankful unto him and bless his name. So we come into his presence with thanksgiving by the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. We come into his presence with thanksgiving in our hearts, with an attitude of gratitude. You know, the Bible said in the last days people would be unholy, but the word preceding unholy is they would be unthankful, ungrateful. And there's so many people that just can never say thank you. You need to come into the presence of God. When you get into his presence, when you spend time with him, that hour of power, that breakfast of champions with him, you need to come with thanksgiving by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, with thanksgiving in your heart. And then you need to come with praise and singing. And if you can't, well, yeah, you can sing. Everybody can sing privately to the Lord. You may not be a public singer, but you can sing to the Lord. And then, of course, you need to come in asking forgiveness. Jesus said, when you pray, say, forgive us our sins as we forgive our debtors, or forgive those who have sinned against us. So we need to ask God to forgive us of anything that might be on our lives unpleasing to him. Asking forgiveness while forgiving others, those that have hurt us, offended us, done us wrong. We need to ask forgiveness, knowing that forgiveness is not an act of our emotions. Forgiveness is an act of our will. And so we must choose to forgive, calling people's name in prayer. And then, of course, we need to come in making our confessions, our professions, the things that we believe that God wants to do in our life. We need to set our day in motion. And you know that I've led here on BPN Radio several times just making your prayers of confession, your faith. I call them faith confessions. And so I just come into his presence. I love coming into his presence saying, today's a good day, beautiful day, blessed day, God day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over, not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat's not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. So forth and so on. And you can make those daily confessions, and God will hear you, and by the words of your mouth, your day will be set in motion. And then there is the prayer of petition. We pray for certain things in our lives. We have not because we ask not. There is the prayer of intercession. We can intercede on behalf of somebody else, and we can pray for them, stand in the gap for them, make up the hedge for them. And I believe that God will respond to that. I have a daily prayer list. I pray for people, and I ask God to minister to them, to bless them, to heal them, deliver them, whatever it may be that I'm praying with that particular person about. And then, of course, we have the prayer of communion. And the prayer of communion is time with the Holy Spirit, with the time with the Lord, where we commune with him, and we talk to him, and then we listen for him to talk to us. And so prayer is that journey where some days we may just pray in the Spirit. I love to pray in tongues. So much of my prayer life is praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude said, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And God gives us a prayer language to do that. I love to pray in tongues. And I love to pray privately with him. Now, and corporately, I'm not ashamed to pray in tongues, but privately, I'm certainly not threatened to do that also. So I just pray in the Spirit. And then many times I just listen, and I'll receive that interpretation. the power of prayer. I remember many years ago, reading a book by an incredible man of God by the name of Dick Eastman. And Dick Eastman wrote this book on prayer, and it really spoke to me many years ago. And then I heard this story that Dick Eastman told, and I was wondering if I was telling it right, because I began to tell the story also. You know, many times we don't just tell our story, we tell somebody else's story. One man said when I told his story, he said, "You tell it better than I do." Sometimes people can tell our story better than we can. And so I told the story about Dick Eastman, and then I had an opportunity not long ago to spend some time with Dick Eastman, the mighty man of prayer. And I said, "Do I have the story right?" He said, "You've got it right, but I'd like to give you a few more details, Dale." And so as the story goes, in the latter part of 1988, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dick Eastman to give him the month of January, and just to shut himself in with the Holy Spirit and not to have communication with the outside world, a pretty big order. But Dick said he spent the month of January there in 1989, just with the Holy Spirit, with the Lord, praying, shutting himself in prayer, in his prayer closet. And he said during that time, he heard the voice of the Lord say to him to go to Berlin, Germany, and lay your hands on that wall and command the wall to come down. So he said the first part of 1989, he bought a ticket to Berlin, Germany, flew from Los Angeles, California, to Berlin, Germany, got in a taxi, told the taxi to take him to the Berlin Wall. And he said that at a certain point, he felt the Spirit tell him to pray at this place. So he told the taxi driver to stop. He said he got out of the taxi. And I went and I laid my hands on the Berlin Wall. And I said these words, "In the name of Jesus, I command you to come down." He said he walked back across the street, got in the taxi, went back to the airport in Berlin, and took the next flight out back to Los Angeles. And the only words that he spoke as he laid his hands on the Berlin Wall was, "In the name of Jesus, I command you to come down." And we know, most of us, as Paul Harvey would say, most of us know the rest of the story. That the walls came down in just a few short weeks. And he said, I can't be for sure, Dale. This is what Dick Eastman said. "I can't be exactly sure, but I believe that the wall started coming down at the very point of that wall that I laid my hands on." And so, what am I saying today? I'm saying the power of prayer, regardless of how long it took for Dick Eastman to pray and maybe not hearing anything at the very point of hearing the voice of the Lord, I believe that many people came into a place of liberty, of freedom, freedoms that they had known, some of them never known in their entire lives. The power of prayer. When we pray, something happens. Martin Luther said, "If I miss one day of prayer, I feel it. If I miss 2 days of prayer, my church feels it. My city feels it. If I miss 3 days of prayer, my whole nation feels it." The power of prayer. The power of prayer. And I believe there are people that it's holding this nation up now because they know how to go into their prayer closet. They know how to enter his presence. They know how to pray. and they're listening to the voice. And if they do not hear anything, they are knowing. They have this knowing in their knower that God is hearing them. He is hearing every word that they are saying. And so I pray today that you will become a prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R, prayer, one as a certain time and a certain place, a certain time and a certain place, and you get into the rhythm of prayer. It's amazing how you get into the rhythm of prayer, because prayer is spelled R-H-Y-T-H-M, and prayer is spelled F-L-O-W. Prayer is a rhythm and a flow. After a while, you get into the rhythm of flow. And you set your alarm, but after a while, you'll be waking up before your alarm ever goes off. And then you must give the Holy Spirit executive privilege to say, wake me up anytime. Wake me up anytime. There's times that I've been awakened by the Holy Spirit in the middle of the night, got up and prayed and did not know exactly who I was praying for, but I knew that I was interceding on somebody's behalf. Because the Holy Spirit loves for me to come into His presence and pray with Him. And so today, you can just say, Lord, I'm going to be a prayer. I'm going to have a certain time at a certain place, and I'm going to give myself to prayer. And I want to remind you that I can help you. If you want to go to letsprayamerica.com or dalegentry.com, then there are some resources that you can go to by just clicking on resources. I have some three or four prayer series on there. You can pray along with me if you want to. And so there's some prayer outlines that you can follow if you need a little help. So I pray with you today. In Jesus' name, that you will be a mighty woman of prayer, that you'll be a mighty man of prayer. And you know, I put out a 60-second prayer every day on letsprayamerica.com. And sometimes I go over those names of people praying with me, and hundreds and hundreds of names, people praying with me, by going to letsprayamerica.com and signing up. And sometimes I see children, the names of children praying with me, or teenagers praying with me, or college students pray with me, and it just encourages me. And so I pray with you today, and I stand with you in prayer, knowing that God loves you, and He's at work in your life, and He desires to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. I want to stand with you in prayer today, whatever need you might have, whatever it may be. You know, music is so vitally important. And I remember when Jean had cancer, was diagnosed with a malignant tumor, how we had people to sing prayer songs to us. And I'm just standing with you today, whatever you need. And I'm just standing with you. And Godfrey Bertel wrote this song, and we played it almost every day. I will stand with you. And so I just want Godfrey to sing this song, and I just want to let you know that I'm standing with you in prayer. Whatever your need might be today, I'm just standing with you.
After I've done everything, I will stand with my eyes on the King of Kings. I will stand, I will stand, I will stand in confidence to see the Lord's deliverance. Yes, I will stand. I will stand up to some absolutely sure. I see the goodness of the Lord. Yes, I will stand. Darkest days.
sacrifice of praise. I will stand. I will stand. No matter what is thrown at me, I stand against the devil's schemes. Yes, I will stand.
I want you to know today that I'm standing with you here on BPN Radio, and I just, whatever you may be going through at this very moment, I just declare in Jesus' name that the Lord is with you, and I stand with you in prayer concerning your healing, concerning your deliverance, concerning a job, concerning a better job, concerning your marriage, concerning your children. We had Rick Gentry on yesterday talking about teenagers, the challenges that so many parents are having. I stand with you right now, whatever it may be. I stand with you. If you're in pain, I stand with you. Whatever challenges that you are facing today, I declare the Lord is with you. And I pray for you now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Would you do it right now? If you have a prayer request, remember you can go to our website at bpnradio.com and you can go down, double click on the prayer request, and Cheryl Ortiz and our national prayer team, breakout prayer team, will be praying with you for the next week. So you can do that because we believe that prayer changes things. Send in your prayer request tomorrow. We're going to be praying for individual needs. So be sure and get your prayer request in, if you will. If you'd like to donate to this ministry, go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go to the donate button down below, and you can sow some significant seed into helping us here at Breakout Prayer Network, what God has called us to do. Thank you for listening in. We've had a wonderful day of talking about prayer. I trust that you'll respond to the challenge to pray, to be a prayer, and know that God is going to change your life forever. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. You have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.